It is time for us to check in with Will Green, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Happy New Year, Will. How are you, sir?
Brian, I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. The new year means kind of refreshing the calendar over at La B. What are we looking at? What are our priorities for 2025?
Yeah, so 2025 is a big year for us. It's a special year. It's actually our 50th anniversary. We were founded in 1975 as the entity to pass right-to-work legislation. And since then, we have grown and expanded and evolved and retooled. And so we're going to try to take advantage of 2025 as a year to celebrate our past and continue to build on our future.
All right, how do we do that? What's on the calendar to start things off?
Well, we got a busy year, Brian. I mean, it starts out today with our apprenticeship summit. That's the summit that I believe we've talked about before. We're partnering with Committee 100 on our apprenticeship summit, where businesses are given kind of a how-to guide on welcoming students into the workplace. And that's in response to an initiative that was supported by BESSE, passed by BESSE, supported by us and many other education advocates, as an effort to get more apprenticeship focused work-based learning into our high schools. And so we feel by building a successful apprenticeship program that businesses can invest in our future workforce and the lives of so many students. So we've got close to 100 stakeholders, business owners, current businesses that have successful apprenticeships coming to lobby today to meet with experts around education and workforce to exchange ideas. And again, kind of give businesses that are curious a how-to guide on welcoming students into the workplace. And so that's today. And then, Brian, as you know, the next really big event, which is one of our keystone events in February, is our lobby annual meeting.
Yep. Annual meeting, I believe I said 18th or 19th.
Yeah, so February 18th is our member and legislative VIP reception, and that'll be at the Lobby Center for Free Enterprise. That'll start at 6:30, and then we roll the next day into our annual meeting, which is at the Crown Plaza. We'll have a morning panel of experts at, I believe, 9:30, and then the luncheon, doors open at around 11, and then we will have our keynote speaker, who we're excited to have, Charles Payne, who, as you, I'm sure you're familiar with, financial analyst, author, Fox News contributor of Making Money with Charles Payne. He will be our keynote speaker. So we're excited to have him, especially with a new administration coming in. We're in a fiscal session here in Louisiana to really kind of talk about the economy on a national level. And also, you know, what does Louisiana have to look at?
Awesome stuff. And as always, I shouldn't be so presumptive, but hoping I can be turning my show over to the y'all on the 19th, as we do every year.
Yeah, no, that's always a great opportunity to visit with you, Brian, and have you there. So, no, we look forward to having you on site.
Very cool stuff. We got Will Green, the president and CEO of LABI, on with us, the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. They are your state's chamber of commerce. Will, if we can go back up to the apprenticeship part of this real quick, because I feel like this is something that was lost in America in the last, let's say, half century or so, but we're starting to see a resurgence of it. Let's talk about how applicable and how, well, versatile apprenticeships can be, because this is something that it just used to be the way that we were, and then it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's an opportunity for businesses to open their doors, welcome students in, give students an opportunity to kind of get hands-on training, right? I mean, I can remember you know, a good example of this. This is definitely not an apples to apples comparison, but I remember thinking, you know, went to law school and sat in the classroom and learned a lot about the law, but I really didn't know how to learn how to be a lawyer until I clerked in the summers, working in law firms, you know, handling, you know, cases and work and things like that, assisting other attorneys. Mm-hmm. So it's very similar. So rewind that back to high school, right? I mean, you're in the classroom, you're learning, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. But you really, it's hard to envision how that plays out in a real work setting.
Right.
And so what an apprenticeship does is it gives students the opportunity to kind of go in to a real work setting, hands-on, train, expand their knowledge. And then it gives businesses hopefully a mentorship opportunity, a pipeline to future employees. And so we think it's a win-win.
No, it absolutely is. And when you rewind it all the way back to the classroom, the number of times a student asks the question, well, when am I ever going to use this in real life? This is where you get your answers.
That's right. Yeah, I asked myself that question a lot when I was in high school.
It's so, but along with apprenticeships comes internships as well. And I feel like internships pretty much, I don't want to say replaced apprenticeships, but I feel like we skipped a step there. They both play a viable role in growing a workforce.
No, absolutely. Right. I mean, they're both a needed tool and a necessary tool in order to educate students on the opportunities out there and in order to fill the workplace shortage gap that we have here in Louisiana.
We're talking with Will Green, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. That mentorship factor is a big part of this as well. Where are we at when it comes to the willingness, the want to for folks that, they don't even have to be business owners, but business leaders in all facets to want to train the next generation?
Well, I mean, I think there's definitely a little bit of the unknown, right? I mean, what does it mean to allow, you know, a 17, 16-year-old onto my workplace, my work site? I mean, what are the barriers there? What are the challenges there? Is it easy? Is it difficult? And so that's, I think, a big reason we wanted to have this summit is to ease a lot of those concerns, answer a lot of those questions, to give business owners contact with actual their counterparts or some of their, you know, other business owners in the area that have successful apprenticeship programs, to say, look, it's a win-win. It's something that's easy to do. And so that they can see kind of how the process starts, how it works, how it can be successful, and just to make everybody a little more comfortable with that process.
We're talking with Will Green, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. That is, of course, going on today with the apprenticeships. Let's fast forward back to February 19th. For those who are unfamiliar with y'all's annual meeting, what can they expect from it?
Yeah, so I mean, our annual meeting, I think, is one of the largest gathering of business and industry in the state of Louisiana. And it puts together, you know, experts in many different fields, business owners, both small and large, from all over the state in one place, exchanging ideas. And whenever you can get that many people in the same room together as business and industry, you know, good conversations happen, good things happen. And so we try to do that and bring everybody together the night before at our VIP reception. It's a laid back, good time where again, we try to hopefully spark a lot of different conversation amongst our members and peers and legislators. And, you know, it's a couple months before the legislative session. And so ideas are still churning there on what legislation is necessary and what business owners need to continue to grow and succeed in Louisiana. And then we roll into the next day. We have our board meeting and we welcome a new group of emerging leaders and our Emerging Leaders Council. We welcome a new group of board members. We have our morning panel, which is normally experts. Depending on, you know, this year it'll be, we're in a fiscal session. And so we're looking at bringing in some experts to kind of tell us what are the metrics or, you know, what have we done good in the tax arena after the special session, and maybe what's more work we need to do in order to make Louisiana more competitive. Mm-hmm. And then we roll into our luncheon where we have our keynote speaker again. It's Charles Payne to talk about, kind of the state of America as well as Louisiana as it relates to our economy.
It is without a doubt one of the best precursors of what to expect in a regular session. I know it's just shy of 2 months out from when the session gets underway, but man, if you want that sneak preview, if you want to know what to be on the lookout for once April hits, the annual meeting for LABI is one of the best spots to do that. If I'm not mistaken, is registration already open over at LABI.org?
Go to LABI.org. We are accepting registrations, and we usually sell out pretty quickly. And so I would encourage you to reach out to through the website, reach out to Elena LaCour at our office. And if you want to get individual tickets or you can buy tables, but those go go pretty fast. And so I'd encourage everybody, if you're interested, any of your listeners, to reach out today to try to get some of those tickets or buy a table.
All right, we got about a minute and a half left with Will Green from LABI. Last one on the annual meeting is that when you talk about the fiscal session, are we to expect a little bit less of, how do I put this the right way? LA Driven is off and running and has a ton of momentum. How do you keep up that momentum with limited bills allowed that aren't fiscal?
Well, LA Driven, we transformed it into a living, breathing document by implementing a lot of the LA Driven themes and a lot of the recommendations into our program of work. And our program of work, Brian, is, you know, what guides us through the legislative process. It's what tells us, you know, what bills we support, what we monitor, what we may oppose. And then we take that, you know, to our council, our issue councils, and, you know, they give us that direction. And so LA Driven will continue to, we checked a lot of boxes in 2024. But there's still a lot of work left to do. I mean, things like insurance reform, things like centralized sales tax collection system, fully repealing the inventory tax. You know, these are things that LA Driven points out we need to do to move our state forward. And those are the things that we're going to continue to work in 2025 to do to move our state forward.
Love to hear it. He is Will Green, President, CEO of LABI. We always appreciate the time, sir. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian.